This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The current narrative on inflating asset values is very consistent from coast to coast. It likely gets embellished a little bit, but an example typically goes like this. A couple of years ago, you could buy a nice house for $180,000 to $250,000, and now it takes $350,000 if you can get one as new listings sell in just a few days, often above asking prices. Most will tell you about a stock that they have bought that has done really well, and they are feeling smart to have bought. I can do the same thing about a couple of farms that we bought in late 2019 that I'll get into later. The primary topic of conversation of any group of farmers lately has become soaring fertilizer prices and input costs. First, asset prices inflated, and now the cost structure is running at a rate that will more than catch up soon. Consumer price inflation has been running 5.4%, so the wage increase offers for employment that we see running $13 to $16 an hour are not as salty as they initially appeared to be. McDonald's is hiring teenagers now. The producer price index was up 8.2% in August from a year ago. Much of this is supply chain disruption related. It won't be a slow fix to get back to the cost structure near where supply chains operated pre-pandemic. Those very much on the short end of the stick and slipping away are the savers. I manage some savings for a family member in retirement, some of which has to be liquid, and the latest special on the bank CD is 0.4% for 17 months. This is a deeply negative rate where current inflation will eat that up in a very finite period of years. Thank goodness not all the assets are in CDs. Cash is currently a depreciating asset. Low interest rates have made asset values such as farms and homes appreciate, not so much because people are piling into debt to leverage themselves with purchases, although some do, but more so because those with cash do not like receiving 0.4% interest with inflation running over 5%. There's a lot of cash flowing as the government poured money into pandemic relief, and many home and farms being purchased have smaller, no mortgages. The asset price inflation is not being fueled by enormous debt as in the 1970s. The Fed is trying to send the signal that the gravy train is about to slow down as they begin to incrementally curtail growth of the money supply without running it off the tracks. Our local farmland market was set over a week ago with a couple of farm auctions of extremely high CSR2 farms that were frankly some of the best farmland in the world. One farm reportedly brought $16,000 an acre and the other $16,100, reportedly bought by an investor new to the area. Farmland sale prices have begun to be commonplace for farms to bring $15,000 an acre here, with many sales marked up near that price in northwest Iowa. As farmers prepare to pay $15,000 an acre, then it took something on top of that to sort out the identity of the new owner for an exceptional farm. A farm in the neighboring county brought over $17,000 an acre with the help of a 1031 exchange need. In 2019, we bought 120 acres of medium to high CSR2 quality land for $10,600 an acre, and then in late that year bought another 160 acres of very high CSR2 farmland at auction for $12,500. I got a text from someone November 14th that year from someone I did not recognize that chided me. Rumor is it you're setting the land market in these troubling times. He was right. They were troubling times with no one making any money farming for a few years. I did not respond to the text until last week, then noting the $16,000 an acre sales. It has not quite been 2 years and the market here in Clay County is up $3,500 an acre for comparable land in 2019, or 21.8%. That's ahead of inflation. I thought that it was good timing to buy farmland in troubling times, but I did not know where this cycle ends. Interest rates appear to be the linchpin to the skyrocketing asset price appreciation. As long as CDs return just 0.4%, money is going to chase after assets that are performing. $20,000 an acre farmland doesn't seem like such a reach anymore, but for many farm families like our family, holdings eventually turn into a century farm. So does it matter? You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.